I listen to two radios at the same time, blended. I'm also left right mode, and then maybe only one radio at a time in both ears. I'm making sure you don't leave a radio without a load for its audio output amplifier. All those fun things. So those are the kinds of things you have to consider in your process as you get further along. Charlie, you've been to my shack. You kind of know my general layout. Am I totally pleased with it? No. Am I more pleased with it than a bunch of radios sitting on the table? Oh, absolutely. So, you know, we can go on and on. In fact, I'm in the middle of rethinking some of my station layout right now because I'm making bigger than the radios I have. So, that's pretty much it, but those are topics for another day to issue on as well. Also, maintainability, obviously. Why are you setting them up for maintainability configuration? We should have different operational modes for different things that you do. That's another thing to think about as well. N3CRT, C2BAR.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
W3JK. One thing I heard of being done. My friend Mike, W3TS, was down in Maryland, and he saw a bunch of around 45 towers. And near a place he was visiting, so he stopped in and he got a tour of the place. And the one thing this fellow did, he didn't put his ham shack desk up against the wall and then run all the coax. He had the desk out in the middle, so he could get at the equipment in the back of you, get into the back of the equipment. And you have the room up in there, room upstairs there, Charlie, didn't you? Put the desk out in the middle of the floor, and be able to get in the back of the equipment and exhibit them and change cables and things. And it sounds like you're going to have quite a bit of equipment that just paying. Incidentally, as far as lightning protection goes, I disconnect the antenna, two antennas. I don't leave any antennas connected to my radios at all once I'm finished operating. But the minute I shut down, I disconnect the antenna. And that means you're going to have to make a trip down the cellar every time and vice versa to do that. It's going to be a big pain in the neck for you. So think of something about that part of it also. I do have a situation where I'm driving. I was feeding a long wire right at the basement window where the tuner is, the phone booth tuner at the basement window. And how do you adjust the tuner when the radio is on the first floor? There are ways of doing this. For example, with a Jeff radio, with a QFP radio, and you have your SWR meter, which is a dummy load type of thing, which also has an SWR. Actually, so protect your drivers on your transmitter. You go upstairs, you go up, look on the key, you let the key, and have this thing, of course, hooked up ahead of time. Then you crank it down the cellar, crank your antenna tuner to the way you want it, and then record those settings. And basically, what I would do is I just go, I have to go downstairs to change the sensor wireless, say, 10 meter band, the 80 meter band, or whatever. But that kept me in those. Now I'm in a shack where I sit here, I have a tuner on the shack table that feeds about a 10-foot length of twin leads that goes down to feed my end wire. So that's another problem. But maybe you can deal with the shack problem in the cellar. Maybe that would be a lot of variables in there, Charlie. Back to the WJK.
Yeah, and I know what you mean with the running downstairs to disconnect. I do disconnect at where the wires come in, and the coax comes into my room here, the second story. I used to have an air conditioner through the wall, and I framed in the opening, and I put a piece of plywood up. And I have bulkhead connectors that go through there. So I do disconnect there. They do run down, out, and to my tower. because there's no lightning protection on that right now, that's the reason why I want to pursue the polyphaser devices and the coaxial grounding plate down in the basement. It gives me kind of a two-stage disconnect, because I am worried about lightning striking the coax, coming down the coax, and maybe coming into my room, even if my radios are disconnected, and going to the radiator, or jumping to my home entertainment stuff, or my TV and such. So it's just I was thinking of having a two-level disconnect. You know, when I'm not using the station, I can disconnect at that wall, and if I have to, you know, leave the house for a couple days of time, or really worried about like the storms, I'll disconnect in the basement. But thanks for the tips there, Don. N3CRT back to the net.
W2AKR repeater.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I mean, there's many different aspects of station design that goes on and on. Another one, Charlie, you're going to love is interaction among antennas. You know, we don't have to worry about these things on our micro-sized lots, you would think, because, you know, I have an antenna pointed toward Europe, I have another one pointed toward South America, and all sorts of stuff. Well, in point of fact, for a basic setup, if you have one antenna, one primary antenna per band, secondary antennas might be just that. Secondary, they might be, you know, total compromises for another band. Like, for instance, you might have a 2-meter vertical, but you might have your 2-meter satellite array, which is horizontal. That could possibly be. But you could easily find yourself with a second 2-meter Yagi, a second 6-meter Yagi, 440 Yagi, whatever. And you have to make sure that you don't, you know, drive too much RF from one antenna to the other and fry a front end, especially a delicate one that might have a deficit preamp that's mounted somewhere in the coax stream, somewhere between the antenna feed point and your radio. That can be pretty ugly when you fry a front end. In any case, that's something to consider as well. Let's see, what else? I think that's about it. KTBAR. Any other stations want to comment?
K2AMI has a comment.
Sorry, go ahead.
Somewhere I've just heard comments about disconnecting coax, putting polyphases on coax lines, but obviously you're going to have a rotator up there at the height of the antennas in the lightning path. You might want to also think about some sort of disconnect for the rotated cable that comes down. There are available large multi-contact disconnect plugs that are available, but they're a handful to operate. But I think disconnecting the rotator is for lightning protection and should be thought about. Back to that.
Good point. I know Charlie's rotator has a quick disconnect connector. Mine does not. I must confess, my entire 30 plus years as a ham, I have lived on the edge, never had lightning protection on my rotator. I can assure you that's something that one day I will pay dearly for. That's a good idea. Get some sort of deep connector on the cable and go for it. Alrighty. Again, Sunday night is the show and tell kind of night, so hopefully people will bring lots of stuff to show and tell. I wanted to ask Steve a quick question, if I could, and that was regarding Oscar 51. What's its operational status?
The answer is, I don't know. I haven't been on lately. It did crash about 2 weeks ago, and Drew KL4MA and Gould were the two command stations were reloading it, and I don't know if it's back in service yet. I know it is sending telemetry on 435.150, but I don't know if the transponders are on. I just haven't been listening. Charlie might have an update. Charlie?
I got an email via the list that it's been restored as of the 29th, I think, that I got that. So it should be back. And it looks like I'm checking the schedule page. You can check the schedule page for AO51
on amsat.org under the status, and then you can click on the one for AO51, and it'll give you a calendar for the next month. And it looks like, I don't know if they set this up yet, but it looks like it's going to be in the regular old FM repeater mode on channel A. So it should be pretty good for you to go there. And please CRT back to that.
Okay, the reason why I was asking is because they didn't post the November schedule of the last night. Like, making crazy kind of plans for the weekend. Or Reiki. Very good. The channel A for the weekend. Again, Sunday night, Bergen Amateur Radio Association has a very nice club meeting, show and tell kind of thing. Bring your stuff, come see other people's stuff, learn a little bit. A good opportunity for the members of the TechNet and for the Kid Night folks in particular to show off their stuff, which we do outside the normal meeting context. This is a great thing that that we do. And hopefully we'll see many of you on Sunday, 7 o'clock, or 7:45, the meeting at the Red Cross Building in Ridgewood. And there's a nominal talk in almost 4679, but I gotta tell you, it's a little floppy, so try to get there early. You can always look up the Red Cross Building in Ridgewood if you need to have a reference point. In any case, any other topics for the night, please call KTBA here. Got you, Charlie. Who was the other station?
Tony, K2AMI.
Tony, go, then Charlie.
I'd just like to put a commercial out to remind everybody to bring some checks to the Barra meeting. If you guys would like to go to the Barra dinner on December the 1st, that's Saturday, December the 1st, which would be actually considered December meeting for Barra. If you'd like to go to that meeting, you'll be at dinner meeting at the Diageo restaurant. And it's only a $20 charge for Barra members or any of their significant others who might come with them. And also, I really am pushing to get guys to spend a little more money, and that is the Hudson Division has a dinner next Saturday, the 10th, and that's over at the Holiday Inn. And at that meeting, we'll be moving the shakers of the entire Hudson Division from Upper New York State to Pennsylvania and down to the Southern Jersey, down to Long Island. There'll be guys from all over the area, all the different clubs at a Hudson Division Awards dinner. They'll be at the Holiday Inn. The charge is $48, which kind of shakes everybody up because it's cheap. But I keep saying, how many of us so far have contributed to the Spectrum Defense Fund? Something that you should think about once in a while. And this dinner, by paying the $48, gives you all-you-can-eat dinner, because it's a buffet, you go back a couple of times. All-you-can-eat dinner, and then any surplus money that's left over, and there will be a significant amount left over, will go to the Spectrum Defense Fund, E-A-R-R-L. So think about it, up to $48 for the next Saturday, November the 10th, for, of course, the Barra meeting dinner, holiday dinner, on December the 1st. Bring two checks and join the fund. A lot of fun last year, a lot of door prizes at the Hudson Division dinner. And one of our members is going to be rewarded with a plaque, so please come down.
Okay. Yes, some Italian guy on Fifth Avenue, or near Fifth Avenue, getting a reward for drinks every time.
I don't know quite that it's a deserved recognition, but it's a recognition, and it's a wood with engravings on it, etched on a shiny piece of metal. But I do thank the RL for thinking about reporting my efforts last year. And nothing else, again, ARRL is our only defense, the Spectrum Defense Fund. Spectrum Defense cause, and the Spectrum Defense Fund is where our money will be going.
Yep, okay, good. Excellent. Charlie, you're in the call.
NSM-3CRT. Polyphaser does make phone line lightning connection with ring terminals in and out. So I was thinking along that line. I did put on the TechNet, the unofficial TechNet website, n3crt.net/TechNet, a link to some pictures from the AMSAT thing. It's out of a gallery from the president of the AMSAT, W2TPS. And he probably, if you work your way upwards in his personal gallery there, he probably has other interesting stuff to look at for AMSAT. And the other thing is I'm looking for a gin pole. And I don't know if Gordon could help me or if anybody else in the club has one that I could use to help myself put up a couple of sections of tower. And that would get me really along the way before it gets really cold out. I don't mind working in the cold and just get something up there. So that's it. N3CRT back to them.
Okay, Charlie, very fine. Well, worst case scenario, actually, I have a gin pole head. It's a cast pulley that's meant to sit over a mast. And worst case, we can take a short mast, bolt it to a tower leg, and put this gizmachi on top of the pole, and run a rope through it. Yeah, you have a gin pole. It's designed for this purpose. It says, I just don't have the clamp section. I only have the top piece, the gin pole. So if you need to borrow it, we can arrange for it. Just a couple of sturdy hose clamps usually are enough to secure a tower section or two, as the case may be. So we can take care of that. I'll have to do it probably at this point on Sunday afternoon. I'll see if I can dig it out between now and Sunday, or now and tomorrow, but I'm really tied up with a bunch of crazy things on Saturday. In fact, I need words with you after the net, because I might need some help on Saturday if you're available. In any case, that's pretty much it. I think the polyphaser idea is a good idea. You have to be careful where you're running broadband services through that stuff. Make sure that it actually still runs. It's the only thing I haven't tested out, but if you're going to use it to rotate a control, it's perfect. So, anything else for the net before we secure it? It's KDBAR. Okay, nothing heard. I want to thank all of you guys for sharing the site. We had a really good N2OEL, N2K, N1W, N3CRT, AB2XT, WI2W, N2IBN, N2QIM, N2AMI, KDBSL, WA, W2JK, N2W2T, as your net control. With N2OEL, the reigning Fox Hunt champion. That was a rather amusing exercise. That was fun, by the way. We didn't talk about that today, but that was wonderful. And driving like maniacs, it's like road rallying road rallying and geocaching, direction finding, kind of all rolled into one. Anyway, it was fun. So anyway, I want to thank you all for checking in tonight, and hopefully we'll see you guys on Sunday. And for those who are involved in the RC Marathon, your milepost closes before 4 o'clock. You're expected to be at the meeting. 7:30. Enjoy. GTBAR, station operator, WTTT, securing the net, returning your meters from Wyoming. Thank you, guys.